getting to know our local area pastors. It's time for The Pastor's Perspective on KCIS.
This is Keith Carpenter, the pastor at Epic Life Church here in Seattle. I grew up in the mountains of Idaho. A few times each summer, my brother and I would find ourselves along the boulder-strewn banks of the Clearwater River fishing for rainbow trout. We weren't really what you would call fishermen, but we knew the basic concept. The night before, we dug up some fat earthworms from the soggy soil around our pond and put them in a small bucket with dirt and planned our fishing excursion while the worms anticipated their impending impaling. Early in the next morning, we would stand on the boulders near back eddy pools along the rushing mountain river, aptly called the Clearwater. We knew the fish would reside in the shadows, just under the edges of the banks or fallen trees. Our fishing poles were readied with a hook and spinner, and all that was needed was bait. It was time to reach into the bucket to finger a squiggly worm and thread it onto the hook. We wanted to make sure the worm was on well enough that it would hide the hook so the unnoticing fish would clamp onto the bait and the hook would sink into its mouth. The bait was hiding the hook. Truth and life as well. James 1:14 says, "Temptation comes from our own desires, which entice us and drag us away. These desires give birth to sinful actions. And when sin is allowed to grow, it gives birth to death." It seems simple, but so often misunderstood. Temptation comes from the arenas of our own desires. I could list out an unending list of desires that drag us away in their clutches, but ultimately, we desire one thing above all others: self-preservation. What is going to make me happy and give me life? Today, right now. The enemy knows us very well, and he knows exactly how to lure us in and snag us in sin. We are baited and lured by that which we desire. Our desires hide the hook. And just like the fish in the river, the hook leads to death. Come to find out, the bait does indeed hide the hook. I hear the words often, "I can't help it. I'm addicted to the bait." True story for many of us. The fact is, we are addicted to the gratification of self. So how do we live without getting hooked? Some of us like to play with the bait. You know, we nibble on it, maybe try to get a free lunch out of that bait without putting our mouths around the hook. The problem with that is, there's an expert fisherman on the other end of the fishing line, and he is quite all right letting you nibble away, because he knows at some point you will want more and be too weak to nibble. You will bite. Playing with that bait, you can get hooked. Scripture strongly encourages us to do something different. 2 Timothy 2:22 says, "Flee from youthful passions and pursue righteousness." And Amos 5:14, "Do what is right and run from evil, so that you may live." How do you stop getting hooked? Run. When you see the bait, run. The bait is hiding the hook. The deal is, the further you run from the bait that so quickly entangles you, the less it can lure you. The farther away you are, the less power it has over you. When you turn your back on the bait, you slowly forget it's there. Well, it'll always be there. But if you aren't looking at it all the time, thinking about how juicy that worm looks, how hungry you are, how unfulfilled you are, how needy you are, how lonely you are, how much pain you're in, how guilty you feel, how hurt you are, and you turn your eyes upon Jesus, the lure of the bait will fade away. The bait does hide the hook. Today, run from it.
You've been listening to Pastor Keith Carpenter of Epic Life Church in North Seattle. For more details about the church, visit their website online, epiclifechurch.org.
To get involved with the Pastor's Perspective feature on KCIS, you can call our front desk at 206-546-7350. You can also find out more information and listen to previous perspectives at kcisradio.com.